The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you on this Monday, March 12, 2018. And you guys realize Steve Elkins and Ron McDonald, do you know where the term riding shotgun came from?
Stagecoach stuff, right?
Yeah, I would say Stagecoach, Wells Fargo.
Well,
yeah,
actually, it's anybody that occupies the seat that you're not driving the rig or driving the car, that you're the armed guard.
Ah.
So which one of you has the moxie to pull the trigger if I'm in trouble?
That would be Ron.
I'd pull the trigger on you, John.
All right, you're not riding shotgun. You've been demoted to the trunk.
There you go.
You know, I've asked this question before. We watched the biggest ripoff in human history back in 08. A little shifting of funds and, well, just making a lot of everything out of seemingly nothing. Well, not to these people. Mortgage-backed securities, selling insurance for insurance purposes, and on it went. Well, then we go into the disruptive phase in this country where we have apparently half of the country that think that there's a better way forward because they want it so. And we're talking about the people that can't really put two consecutive thoughts together. And, you know, these are the micro-aggression freaks, you know, the people that curl up in a ball and scream on the streets. And, you know, they get together and they chant, but they don't know what the hell they are, and they don't really know what they're representing. You know, is it a group just hating Trump, or is it we hate conservatives, or we hate gun owners, or we hate? Supposedly, that's what we are. We're the haters. And here's this iconoclastic ideology, the clash of the ideologies, brought to you by Democrats and supposedly Republicans. Well, when all the melee starts and everybody starts flinging stuff at each other, I have a tendency to just drop back, stay out of the fray, get out my umbrella drink, sit on under my sun umbrella, and just observe for a while. Well, gentlemen, on last Friday's National Intel Report, I had Mark Anderson on, and he answered that question for me. What has been going on inside this country? Now, we saw the Oakland mayor come out and openly defy immigration and naturalization. We saw her blow the whistle, basically, on Twitter, warning all the illegals, the ICE is doing a roundup, head for the hills. You hombres. But this has been going on. If you're taking note of what some of the major cities are doing, and I give you Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, I'd ask the question, why would somebody leave the presidential cabinet? Now, you don't, you know, if you've got a 9-to-5, you know, that's, I guess in the circles, depending on what circles you're running, but that would be considered to be a creme de la creme job. So why give that up and go to Chicago that was financially in trouble? Murders on the street, highest this country has ever seen. A state, Illinois, that's popped inside out with debt so bad, they're no better off than Indiana. The pensions are broke. The debt is mounting. People are leaving not only Chicago and Illinois, they're getting the hell out of Indiana. They're going where at least they have a better chance of getting a job. Well, we've got an answer to that one. And while all the chaos reigns, what did Rahm Emanuel say? He never lets chaos, you know, you never let a chaotic situation, never leave that chaos go to waste. Well, I'm going to tell you why he said that. And it's called the Disruptive Forces Changing Cities Program. And this has been conducted by the Chicago Council of Global Affairs back in September. This was a textbook case of elite organization pursuing a tightly planned dictatorial type of society, where, while sounding like seeking a democratic, promising vision of fairness and prosperity, there's none of those things. And it was all spearheaded in accordance with a growing global city scheme. Now, we have seen in this country smart cities. This is part of the UN program. We saw Agenda 21, which is a UN program. If you don't know about Agenda 21, you better start looking it up, because the UN has planned out what we're going to do with our private property. And by the way, Betty in North Carolina, I don't know where this message came in, Mike. Ivanka Trump appointed the head of the UN Agenda 21. Yeah, but I don't. We did some research on that, and I can't find anything on it. I don't think that's a real story. But at any rate, I just wanted to, because it's still on my screen, and just reminded me of it. Now, this, according to several CCGA's aligned think tanks, journalists, and others supporting the Global Parliament of Mayors and similar groupings, this ideological movement, rather, challenges the authority of the nations, the cities inhabit in order to usurp some of the key powers delegated to national governments by their charters and constitutions. National governments, and in this case, folks, we have state governments. We're supposedly a confederation flying under the banner of the good old red, white, and blue. Now, this is serious. Now, you heard Lark many times on my program and on this network. Used to have one. And he was going after this communitarian idea. Well, and that was at the city councils. That was at the town councils. And we had seen this, gosh, 10, 15 years ago in Michigan, where under Agenda 21, they tried to come in and steal more land because of standing water. You know, it will buffer these areas out a quarter of a mile. No human habitation there. Can't have your animals, even though it's on your land. Can't even have your animals drinking out of that little mud hole that we're now calling a wetland. Now, all of this stuff is real. And it's disturbing because I think all this other stuff is being used as just a smokescreen while they continue with the disruption of city and state. I don't think things can get any more screwed up in California, Ron. I don't know. Until they're trying to burn down the redwoods under the guise of we're here to protect you. I don't know what it's going to take for you to get the hell out of there. But, you know, that's okay. You can speak louder because you're both locked in the trunk today. Your partner, Steve Elkins, at least headed for God's waiting room.
Well, that's no utopia, John. I mean, sorry. I do miss some things about California, but yeah, I agree. They are in some trouble. $1.3 trillion in debt. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're out there today. And what are they doing? Well, they're demonstrating against Donald Trump. You know, and here again, the battle axe has been picked up by CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS. You give it a name, I don't care. They're all compromised, and they're all running a political agenda. So while this propaganda is going on, trying to fool, totally fuel a left-right conservative, liberal, communist, give it a name, I don't care what you call it, fueling this, they are now in the realm of propagandists and not anywhere close to news reporting agencies. It is absolutely obvious that they have an agenda. But again, this is obfuscating what's really going on. While we're sitting here watching this and people are complaining about it, the ne'er-do-wells under the cover of darkness here are literally building out the infrastructure. When you have a governor that comes out and says the NRA is turned into a terrorist organization, you know, where was that same media? Think about this. Where were they with Teddy Kennedy and Chappaquiddick and his boozing and partying and groping and doing all that other stuff? Where were they with Bill Clinton? Where were they with Hillary? They're there to cover for them, not to expose them. And to this day, the Russian collusion thing, I guess the committees just came forth and said, hey, you know, that's all a bunch of hogwash. Well, it only took them a year and a half to clear that up. But that's not going to stop the loony lefties out there in this country that are still going to be running that mantra, hoping that you haven't poked your head up above, the water. Take a breath and take a look around. It's the same old, but now it's intensifying and it's getting worse. While you're worried about maybe an economic collapse, what I would be more worried about is the ne'er-do-wells setting up their infrastructure. And again, I'll ask the question, at what point do you arrest somebody for treason? They took a constitutional oath to protect and defend said constitution, and also means the state constitution. So when you absolutely, unquestionably run afoul of that, then your office holding is now null and void. You are an extracurricular political activist asshat, and you are not doing your job that's laid down, that which you swore and affirmed an oath going into office with. So, gentlemen, I don't know exactly where this is headed, because now everything is thrown out there. And everybody is picking a favorite, I don't like this, so I'm going to go after that. And that might be okay in a little bit saner times when something pops up like a skin lesion and going, oh, okay, what is this? But all I see is a rotting corpse, and I don't care if there's a new pustule there. The body is dead. And for all intents and purposes, culturally, society itself, the infrastructure, the business, the government, it's all broken. It is worse than broken. It's so broken, they're not even willing to talk about it. When was the last time we heard anybody on national television, on any media whatsoever, talking about the pension funds that are now pretty much dead broke in all the states? Where are the teachers' unions asking the questions? I saw a story the other day, you know, the AFL-CIO, you know, labor unions are looking at what Trump is doing, and, you know, they're thinking about switching affiliations. Okay, well, at best, that might bring a million voters. But again, it's a tribal vote that they're being led, and they're being put in the tribe earmarked conservative or liberal or progressive or whatever the case may be. In the meantime, the little carpenter ants are steadily chewing away at the base of old Abe Lincoln's cabin, and the damn thing is falling down. And nobody is talking about this. I almost feel like a stranger in a strange land.
John, we're about to find out if the Fed has any teeth with Jeff Sessions filing a lawsuit against California, mainly Governor Brown. This is going to be interesting. Because they actually have to show they have teeth to set the precedent to other states who have ignored the illegal immigration laws. And Ron, I've got a question to you. You know, they've been talking about the $1.3 trillion debt California has. We saw what happened to, I think, Stockton filed bankruptcy. We saw lots of cities file bankruptcy. I am looking at this, and I haven't seen anything in California, any kind of nobody's talked about it. Where are they going to find $1.3 trillion? Now, I got this feeling, I'm going to throw it by you guys, that they're going to be looking for a bailout, a federal bailout. But this is where the Fed has them over a barrel because they're not following immigration law. So I'm wondering if they're going to have to cut some deal with this. I don't understand why people aren't making a bigger stink with the immigration. Here, you're $1.3 trillion in debt, and the doors are still wide open. You're a sanctuary state, and you're just adding more debt to the debt. So I'm wondering if the Fed's going to use that to get them back in line again, and I wonder if there's going to be a federal bailout of maybe half of the $1.3 trillion, and the state of California is going to have to pony up and find the other half. I'm wondering how this is going to work out because there has to be some teeth in the Fed on following the law. And I think they're going to have to – they need to make an example. Make an example out of it.
You're on point. What could be the penalty?
Right.
A financial penalty? I don't think so. It's because the state has the ability to generate income. It can do it through commerce. It could do it through all the taxation it does and that. So a penalty, a financial penalty, is not going to injure them. So what really are the teeth of the federal government? It can withhold funding if the Supreme Court allows that. And if it does that, a lot of agencies will go down the drain.
Do we see that to happen though? Do we see the Supreme Court to actually stand by the rule of law and say, hey, wait a minute here, no federal funding because you're not going by the law? Will we see that?
I think we will over this issue. I think we will see that.
Good. I hope so.
Well, and the wheels of justice grind very slowly in this country. So if we're talking about lawsuits and this is going up in front of, obviously it's got to be in a federal court, right?
Well, actually, with the state and the United States, it's a Supreme Court issue at that point.
Okay.
So it'll go before the Supreme Court.
And there is some conservative, I forget what the guy's name is, he's getting ready to retire in June or July, and God knows what Donald Trump is going to pick to replace him. Hopefully it's not like a Kagan or these other people. And I never understood, the one glaring question I've always had is I understand how Supreme Court justices they're handpicked. They're not voted. Their record is not out there in the public and people look at it and go, oh, okay, well, I like them on this position or I like their attitude on this, or we think they're leaning this way. These are appointments by the president, and depending what his politics are, is going to reflect who his appointments are. And that's all fine and dandy, except for one thing. We've had the United States Supreme Court actually going in, and rather than just flat out black and white interpreting if something under the current Constitution is a go or a no-go. In other words, is it constitutional or not? We have seen the ruling, and for God's sakes, this is how far we've gone down the old rabbit hole. We've seen the Supreme Court make a decision and cast their opinion about Obamacare. Now, whether the question should have been, can the federal government mandate that people buy insurance, health insurance? That should have been the main question in the case. So this got shifted around and talked and gummed to death, and finally they come out with a ruling. Well, this is actually a tax, and Congress has the right to lay and collect taxes. Excuse me? What the hell does that have to do with the question, first and foremost, does the federal government have the constitutional authority to order people to buy health insurance? Period. But that's not the question they ask. Let's take the break here. We'll be back in three. Steve Elkins, Ron McDonald. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. Not feeling real comfortable today, folks. The critters are on the move under the cover of darkness, under the weapons of mass distraction.
which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
We are back. Oh, thank you. Can you get me that? Can you get me that Austin Un-American Statesman article? And we're dealing with little package bombs have been left on the doorsteps of black people down here in Austin, Texas. And I'm sure it's the radicalized NRA members that are doing it.
Are you serious about that?
No, I am serious about it. The police chief says, and this police chief, he needs to be shipped off to a communist country someplace. A 75-year-old woman was injured after picking up an exploding package outside of her southeast Austin home on Monday. In a second blast reported in the city and a third similar incident in 2 weeks, Brian Manley confirmed that evidence suggested that this bombing was related to two previous blasts from box-type deliveries. I don't know what, I guess that means deliveries, and they're in boxes, I guess. that killed a teenager earlier in the day and a 39-year-old man 10 days ago. Now, Manley warned the public about receiving unexpected or suspicious-looking deliveries in an average-sized delivery box. Well, I don't know, FedEx, UPS, other delivery services, that's millions of packages every day, so let's everybody get panicky when you open up a door and see a box sitting on your doorstep. He said the devices can be detonated by moving and or opening the boxes. Assigning a motive is not possible at this stage of the investigation. We will leave no stone unturned because we will not allow this to go on in this city. And as if they have the power to stop something like this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's healing words, and he won't just admit, I don't know who the hell's doing this, and I don't know what the hell to do about it. Because I suspect that it's probably a George Soros-backed organization or an offshoot thereof. Let's keep the chaos and the fear going. You know, this whole damn country is turned into fear porn. And it's not even entertaining. It's just outright in-your-face fear porn. That's all it is. So here's his advice. If you see a suspicious package on yours or somebody else's doorstep, let us know. Well, suspicious package calls spiked drastically Monday. Well, that's because everybody that sees a nail is going to cry, I see a nail. This is not any way in which to, you know, try to curtail or trying to find out the bad guy. And I suspect we won't find out who the bad guys are any more than we found out who the people were. And a lot of them turned out to be the preachers of their broke churches, burning down their own churches and then saying it was an act of terrorism. It was the I hate black people crowd that was doing it.
You're dealing with arbitrary bombing. How do you catch something like that? How do you track it down?
Well, yeah, and if these are operations that are being run, there were enough questions left on the table. Hell, there were so many questions that were falling off the table about Las Vegas. And I posted a story, if you guys want to read it, posted a story on republicbroadcasting.org. Something here to the effect. Come on, screen. Light back up. FBI insider blows whistle on massive Las Vegas cover-up. Agents told not to investigate key evidence, including ISIS terror link to Mandalay Bay massacre. This was an operation. This is what this was. And the FBI was not there to do a true investigation, turn up clues, and then go sniffing for the bad guy. The FBI moved into Las Vegas to gather up all the evidence and lock it away.
Right.
I mean, come on. They're so sloppy, and they don't think the public's paying attention that this Stephen Paddock is supposedly the guy that committed suicide. Well, how do you commit suicide with two bullet holes in your head? I don't know if that's possible. Maybe he used a bump stock. I don't know. But, you know, if you take a look at this, even the coroner himself, he did an autopsy on a body that doesn't even match the description of Stephen Paddock. And the story goes that maybe Stephen Paddock was a member of Antifa. Well, come on. You know, and here we go again. And here's what I'm most concerned about. Those that are coming out with information, who are these people? And is this an operation to derail or sidetrack, get you off of the points that should be looked at and investigated? There's a lot of people with keyboards with their opinions, and they're flying fast and furious. Little pun intended. Oh, they're going to go after the old attorney general for Fast and Furious. We're still dancing around Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, and we're not going to get any traction there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thinking about it lately. Been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy. Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl to school. She got beads of perspiration as she tries to keep her cool.
By the way, this CCGA, Global Forces of Disruption, their Lou is, she's considered a national expert on cities and metropolitan areas, adept at translating research and insights into action on the ground. She's the director of Brookings Metro, which Lou co-founded in 1996. Well, this is one of her statements she made. And she was back in September 15th of last year speaking in Chicago. She says, I wouldn't say that the problem isn't so much globalization, but the failure of our public policies to help people and to help communities adjust to the new world order. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So here's another one of these, you know, you want to know who the helpers are, who little foot soldiers are in this deep state. I give you Bilderberg, I give you the CFR, and these think tanks. You know, hasn't people ever wondered when they see somebody brought up on a newscast and, well, he's from this foundation Okay, fine. Foundation for what? And why are you here offering an opinion off of stuff that you cover behind closed doors? You have a closed membership. And you're going to be advising me on policy, or you're going to be making statements or comments on stuff that we have absolutely no idea who you are and what the hell you represent. And many of these foundations are working to undermine the United States and its lawful form of government. So we've got a major problem here. Now, gentlemen, I am very uneasy today because I just don't see a straightforward, we need to get past this plan. Now, I am not going to advocate that these people should be tarred and feathered and the feathers lit on fire, or should they be marched up to a firing squad wall and shot, although this has happened when you have takeovers happening in countries. What do you do with the people that want to take, you know, what do you bring out the crumpets and the tea and sit down and try to talk some sense to them? Or do you line them up against the wall and shoot them? I'm not suggesting that, but these are some of the things during purges that has happened in every country when the new boys in town with a better idea want to overthrow you and the old guard and the old ideas. I mean, this is Hillary Clinton. She should have been president. They were banking on Hillary Clinton being president so these groups could start oozing out into the daylight with their wonderful findings and their new ways of doing things. And by the way, this CCGA deal, it's about empowering the local governments. It's about empowering the cities. Oh, and you know, it's about climate change, and it's about issues such as this. They're running under this flag, but that's not what these people are up to. So I am very uneasy. Lark, he talked himself to death. I had him on. People didn't want to listen necessarily to his spiel about communitarianism. Well, this is a classic example of that, but this is that on steroids. This is the over plan. And by the way, we're talking about we're talking about city mayors, just not in this country, but worldwide. This is a major problem. So I don't know where the hell we're going with this, but more distractions, more assault on the Second Amendment in this country, more demonstrations, more assets demanding quiet space, and you know, your freedom of speech is not wanted here, and on and on and on it goes. We are almost in an irreversible situation, gentlemen, and yeah. It's disturbing. We're talking about now the populace moving against itself.
Well, you know, in our society, there's always a comfort zone, and I don't care if one loses everything they've ever worked for in their life. There's security. The state takes care of you. So how do a free thinking people, or supposedly free thinking people, handle the agitation that will come in the future? And what I mean by that is that sooner or later there will not be a comfort zone, and people will be starving in the streets. At that point, it'll be too late to react to the issues.
Well, it, you know, to the loony left and the people, and if you notice, they're people, most of them under the age of 25. We've got the gender confused people out there, you know, marching around. What do they know about anything? What do they know about the structure of our government? Do you guys realize I just heard this little factoid the other day? You know when we stopped saying the Pledge of Allegiance in this country and in public schools? It was back in the 70s.
Oh.
Yeah. So I pledge allegiance to nothing. We don't even do that anymore. And the school system itself, and I'd like to know what Donald Trump is doing about this. I remember it was one of his speaking points on his way to the White House that we need to do away with the national school that this should be done by the states. Well, look who some of the governors are of these states. Where do you think the school systems are going to go in these states? Because this is about control. This isn't about education. Our percentile, ranking percentile in education, I don't know. I don't even know. We're so far behind that I've lost the place of how low we really are on that totem pole.
You think about history here in the United States. In my lifetime, I think about it and how people had a great deal of moxie when I was growing up. My parents had moxie. Neighbors had moxie. It isn't there anymore. And people don't care about each other anymore. If a neighbor didn't have enough food, another neighbor would put a bag together with food and that. We took care of each other. Today, we're so independent, and we have our heads buried in a telephone or cell phone or in a video game that we're not really concerned about the problems, the real problems. But yet, we have an opinion about them. I think that's, in essence, what has happened here in the United States.
Hey, John, I am sending you over world rankings in education over to you on the email, so check that out. You can read that off.
You know, dude, you're on the show with me. Read it yourself.
Okay.
Okay, please.
Let me just pull it right up here.
If you would, because by the time I go chasing the email and then try to read, then I'm reading and I'm not paying attention to what I'm doing in front of the microphone.
Okay, while I get this article up, I would go back to that article you had on RBN about the Las Vegas shooting. And that you said that the FBI believes, and at least they're insinuating, there's a relationship with Stephen Paddock and Antifa. Mm-hmm. So wouldn't you expect their next move would be to label Antifa a domestic terrorist organization? Wouldn't you expect that to happen?
Well, the FBI tried to do that with people that were in the sovereignty movement. And what the sovereignty movement was all about was basically states' rights and 10th Amendment. And by the way, we have a state constitution, even though it's been rewritten twice. But no, it was the FBI trying to declare these evil sovereigns out there, so much so that they sent memorandums to all law enforcement, chiefs of police, county sheriffs, you name it. If they had a title and with law enforcement anyway attached to their title or their name, they got this memo. And the FBI told the law enforcement out there that you're being targeted, you're being hunted, you're going to run into these sovereign citizens that are not going to want to converse with you during a routine traffic stop, and they'll just get out of their car and murder you right in the streets. This is our wonderful FBI. The FBI couldn't grab either one of their butt cheeks in a lighted room. They just couldn't do it. And the whole agency itself, some people are describing the FBI as being politicized, and, well, they're just picking and choosing favorites. Now, we're talking about people that are in collusion with major crime in this country. The whole damn agency should be popped inside out in the light of day. Let's see what kind of critters are crawling around in that little crap bag. But they're not going to do that. The Attorney General of the United States right now has a lot on his plate. But take a look at where we're going with this. I mean, I am just absolutely astounded. Unless Jeff Sessions is really planning on Donald Trump spending 8 years in the White House, this guy is moving at a snail's pace. And I understand why he got himself out of the fray here with this Russian collusion deal. He thought that, well, he didn't want to appear partisan, so therefore he doesn't want to be like a Trumpette or a Trump supporter acting on behalf of Donald Trump in his White House going after the matter. This is how ridiculous this is getting. So we want to go after the Attorney General and over Fast and Furious. Okay, but there are bigger criminal acts that have been committed and ongoing criminal acts in play right now. But Hillary Clinton, evidently, they have gotten the word, do not touch this under penalty of your death, under penalty of your job, under penalty of losing your pension, under penalty, whatever we can threaten you with or blackmail you with. This, as an Attorney General of the United States, I don't know what planet Mr. Sessions is orbiting, but it certainly isn't this one. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John. Order of chaos, you guys. Remember that saying?
Oh, yeah.
Order out of chaos?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's why we're getting all the chaos. So I got an idea. We're always looking for solutions. Okay. Last week when I was listening to the APAC meeting and the week before the CPAC meeting.
You actually watched that? Couldn't tell it apart,
yeah,
could you?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. It was terrible. Anyway, listen. I couldn't tell the difference between the two. CPAC meeting, they were cheering for Israel. They were cheering for war. APAC meeting, they were cheering for Israel. They were cheering for war. Both meetings were exactly the same. So here's my idea. I think they need exposure. We need a website. I was going to put this through to Jamie, but somehow I didn't get his show at Sunday. Okay, here's the deal. We need to a website that tells all of the congressmen who take money from APAC. Then we need all the names of the people who are dual citizens in the Pentagon and the State Department. I hear the State Department's full of dual citizens. So I'm thinking we need to expose these people. We need a website where people can go to it and look it up. Say, oh, yeah, here's my congressman. Oh, yeah, he gets a lot of APAC money. What do you think about that?
I like it.
I really honestly think that's what we need to do. We've got to expose these people. We've got to expose them.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to say no to that, Laura, but, okay, we create a website that's on somebody's server that it may or may not get hacked, but who is actually viewing that? And if it gets past the Googles and the search engines out there, who is actually going to be viewing this?
Well, my thought was put it on the Freedom Party's website because they're a political party. So if they hack Jamie's website, the Freedom Party, that would be a political. That would be against the law. They can't touch the political websites. What do you think,
Laura? Really?
Yeah.
They can, huh? They can't just let bankers go wild and rip everybody off and then make us pay for their crimes, but they're doing it. I've heard so many times, Laura, that they can't do this, but they're doing it anyhow.
Right. We have
nobody in the Matrix that is part of the blue pill team. Let me put it to you that way. They're not going to infect their body politic with any kind of action or truth because, well, that's just going to leave them targeted. And you want to talk about collusion. You know, do you guys actually think that they don't realize how serious letting this Federal Reserve, this private banking system, the middlemen boys for profit, while they're still opening up the checkbooks they're supplied with never-ending credit, do you think these guys are going to go against them? I was talking to Tom DeWeese. Laura, thank you for your call. I was talking to Tom DeWeese. You may recognize that name. What was the name of the organization? CPA. I'll think of the acronym, what it means. But he's been out of business since 2011. And I was talking with him today, and I said, what are you up to? And he says, well, trying to put a coalition of legislators from each state together and then have them work with each other on, politics, but in the conservative and good way. And I asked him, I said, you're buds and pals with G. Edward Griffith, right? And he goes, yeah. And I said, so Ed wrote this wonderful book. It was called Creature from Jekyll Island. It read like a novel. And I said, he said many years ago, the problem we have is the banking. So here we are in almost a quarter of a way through 2018, and we're going to do a political action kind of thing. I said, it would seem to me if we're going to make America great again, if we're going to get real jobs, we're going to get rid of the people that are just absolute control freaks and greedy as hell, the money masters. If we're going to start to turn this country around, I said, I think the obvious target here should be the Federal Reserve banking system, the private corporation for profit, don't you? And he's going to send me his book, and I'm going to look at his book, and I'm going to interview him. But there doesn't seem to be, and Ron, you, out of anybody that I've ever had on this program, understand this better than just about anybody. What an honest money system for this country would mean. But nobody is addressing it. Nobody is touching it. It's the third rail that they feel will electrocute and kill them if they talk about it. But it is the one thing that could turn things around dramatically that the asshats couldn't curry favor with or use it as extortion.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sal from Staten Island. How you doing, Sal?
Hey, John. You sound discouraged tonight.
Well, I'm discouraged because I'm having a hard time trying to wrangle up my boys in a trunk here to, you know, I'm just about ready to turn the show over to them and me go out of here and go dig tulips in my garden or something.
This is why I'm calling. I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you that you give us Robert Raybould, Rick Adams, John Moore, Vincent Finelli, Mike Rivera, Pat Slattery. The list goes on and on. You have a great network. And you make sense to me. And it's a lot better down there than it is up here.
Oh.
So I just want to say thank you for having such a great station. And I hope people support it.
Sal,
you know, if they could give a little, you know, then they get you know, the radio that you give us. I mean, without it, I mean, we'll have nothing. I mean, you got Jeff Ranch, you got a couple of others, but your station is just the best.
We're still fumbling around trying to get funding up to pay the bills on this network. We've started a couple of projects, and they're moving slower than molasses in January. And I'm talking Staten Island January temperatures here, not Texas temperatures in January.
Mm-hmm.
But
I just wanted to say thanks for what you do.
Well,
I hope everybody supports it, because if a person like me, I'd be, you know. It makes sense, you know, it makes a lot of sense when you hear other people that have like minds, you know.
Well,
then, you know, it just helps.
Well,
it just helps.
Sal, I appreciate those kind words, and thank you for your call and your support. You know, one of the things I was talking to Tom DeWeese about, American Policy Center, APC, by the way, just came to mind. Talking about doing a political action of some sort, trying to wrangle up legislators in the various states and doing all this. And, you know, all that's fine. But that would have been fine 10 years ago. That would have been better 15 years ago. You know, we're not talking publicly about what the real ailments are of this country. We're just not doing it. I told DeWeese, I said, so you fell on your face in 2011. Now, prior to this, they used to pander to a pretty well-to-do group. I mean, they'd take cruises, for gosh sakes, and take the American Policy Center troop with them and, you know, and have a good time. Well, that money's dried up. I mean, it's gone. And I told Tom, I said, what was it? He's got his book about private property, and he's going to send it to me, and I'm going to review it, and that's fine. But I said, I've been really busy doing radio interviews. And I said, really? On what networks? Because there's only two left. And I said, didn't you hear that Clear Channel, which did reorganization plan, and now they called themselves iHeartRadio? Oh, in a bright future, we're going to minimize our expenses, and we're just going to... I said, did you hear they're filing for bankruptcy? He said, no, I didn't hear that. And I says, and here again, I'm the only guy in communications that should be up at your Red Pill Expo talking about what's going on. But they've got people up there that some people I've never even heard of. But they're kowtowing to the more intellectual, not the people that roll up their sleeves, folks. But here's the people that give lip service, or should I say, complain about the problem and demonstrate and give you video presentation on. I said, it's a hell of a lot worse than what you can imagine. Second hour coming up.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.